mooing, I guess. Bawling or mooing.
What about a horse? What kind of sound does he make?
He neighs.
What's the faucet sound?
I don't know. That's the only thing I know that I know of.
Do you need to get that faucet?
No, she's in there. She can get it. Neeing is all I. Is the only thing I can remember it being called.
And how would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Sook cow. You say Sioux cow, Sioux cow.
What about calling a calf?
We didn't call calves because we had a special little patch that we kept the calves in.
Mm-hmm.
And you really didn't call them. They would just come when they would see you. But I guess you would still say Sioux cow too, mm-hmm. to the calf too.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you can milk her?
Saw.
And
saw cow.
To get a mule or horse to turn left or right, you tell them?
Gee and haw.
Which is which?
Gee is right and haw's left.
And to get them started?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to back them up?
Just back up. Back
and
up.
How would you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Who? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
How would you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
I really don't know. You wouldn't call them. You'd whistle. You'd whistle them in, I
think.
How
did the whistle go? Do you remember?
I don't know.
How would you call sheep?
I don't know.
What about hogs?
Suey, I think you'd say. Suey, suey.
Okay. What about to get them away from you?
Suey. you would say suey, but you would say it in a different tone of voice.
How would you say it then?
You know, to get them away from you? Suey.
What about calling chickens? How would you do that?
You'd say chick, 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 you know.
And did you ever see a hog kill?
Yes.
How is that done? What parts of meat would they get?
Well, they use a rifle. And they shoot him, you know. You got to be very careful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get him right. Just perfect, you know, behind the ear or in between the eyes or something. Better behind the ear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you slit his throat as quick as you can, you know. Either that or you take a big hammer and you knock him in the head instead of shooting him.
Mm-hmm.
You knock him in the head and knock him out, you know, knock him down and then jump over with a knife and slit his throat from ear to ear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hang him by his heels and let him bleed real good. And then have this big barrel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sunk down in the ground, you know, with planks out in front of it where you can slide him because see, he's heavy. you can have your hot water and you fill this barrel full of hot water and then you take him and you shove him down in the barrel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let him stay and then you pull him out and you scrape the hair off and push him back down there and you keep on until you get him real clean, all the hair off of him real clean. Then you cut him open right down the middle. And then take his insides out, you know.
What inside parts do you eat?
Liver. And sometimes brains.
Mm-hmm.
The brains, not there often, but just liver really is now. Some of the older people would eat what they call chitlins.
What's
you know, that's the intestine. And you take the intestine and turn it wrong side out.
Mm-hmm.
And wash it real good, and then you put it in some kind of a solution that has a little lye in it,
mm-hmm.
and soak them, you know, for 2 or 3 days until they're real, real white. And wash them and soak them and wash them and soak them, and then you boil them.
Mm-hmm.
And after you boil them, then you can fry them if you want to. You dip them in flour, salt, and pepper and flour and fry them.
You don't eat those?
No, I don't like them, and I don't. And nobody ever makes those anymore. And when I was a kid, they did.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of haslet or horselet that people eat?
No.
The kind of meat that you'd boil with greens. It's pork.
dry salt. We call it dry salt meat.
Uh-huh. Any other name?
We still call it dry salt meat.
What about fatback or sow belly?
Sow belly. Sow belly and dry salt.
Is that the same thing or is
it
different?
Yeah.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
That's the middling.
Okay.
Down the side is the middling. That's what the bacon's taken off of.
Would you say a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
We'd say middling. We did when I was a kid, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you were going to